Reading from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As I have the opportunity to travel about the country and talk with men and their families about the holy ministry, one question that seems to be very common, or one statement, is what are the highs and the lows of being a pastor? And for them, I cite one particular instance in my time as a pastor. My first funeral was for a 16-year-old young man killed in a car accident. That time there gave me an opportunity to get to know the family, to see what took place in their lives. It also gave me a time to rejoice with them as they celebrated the victory that their son had won over sin, death, and the devil through Christ. But at the same time, there was another source of joy in that, because about a year later, it was after a particularly rough week, not that pastors have many of those, but it was one of those weeks where perhaps I was ready to, on Monday, to call the district president and say, put my name on a call list. But that Sunday, it was my turn to preach. And I was greeting the people after the service, and the mother and stepfather of this young man were walking out. And this guy always had a smile on his face. And it was particularly big this day, and he grabbed my hand and he shook it and he said, Pastor, we're sure glad you're here. And so I thought, okay, I'm good for another week. There are joys and there are sorrows from the same event in our ministries. But perhaps the events of the last few days involving our campus family, our campus community, have caused us to look a little differently at the text that was just read. Before Chandler Lupke's untimely and sudden death, we might have looked at this text, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. We might have looked at that rather lightheartedly, especially here at the end of the school year. Papers and exams. The outward man is perishing. Summer break. The inward man is being renewed. We see perhaps the moment of our ordination, or the beginning of our vicarage, as that part of our text where we read, is a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, perhaps more so than the weight of the moment. But the events of Friday afternoon, May 4th, 2001, have put some weight to that lightheartedness, especially if we look at that in the light of the gospel lesson from this past Sunday, where Jesus told those with him, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Jesus' words to the Jews might be a little difficult for us right now. But then we have to go back to the words of the text. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Those things which are unseen are eternal. A member of our community was snatched out of our hands. That's something that we can see. what was unseen. And what has been so beautifully proclaimed since then is the faith that was planted in the waters of holy baptism, unseen at least in the world's eyes. There at the font, Chandler was joined to the death of Christ. There at the font, you and I were joined to the death of Christ. There at the font, you and I were joined to the resurrection of Christ. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. There, unseen by the world, is that faith that is renewed daily by being in the Word. There, unseen in the world's eyes, is that faith being renewed daily through daily contrition and repentance. As the old Adam in us is drowned along with all sins and evil desires, and a new man arises to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. There is the faith, strengthened daily by those glorious words spoken to us by our pastors. Each Lord's Day, and each time that we are privileged to come to them privately, those words, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is that faith, unseen by the world, that is strengthened as it was yesterday through the reception of the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins and for the strengthening of our faith. That is where the Lord's life becomes our life. That is where the life that ends becomes the life eternal. Where the body of God's Lamb we eat, a priestly food and priestly meat, on sin-parched lips the chalice pours, His quenching blood that life restores. Therefore, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
My trouble, I will. cities.
And blot out all my iniquity.
Create in me a new heart, O God.
And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Do not cast me from your presence.
Or take your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And grant me the Holy Spirit to sustain me.
Because your loving kindness is better than life,
my lips shall praise you.
Because you have been my help,
therefore the shadow of your wings I will rejoice.
Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth.
Give me an undivided heart, and I may hear your name.
I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart.
I will glorify your name forever.
May all who see you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation always say, let God be exalted.
Save your people and bless your inheritance.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Listen to my cry of mercy.
Almighty God, who shows to them that are in error the light of your truth, to the intent that they may return into the way of righteousness, grant unto all them that are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may eschew those things that are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray for Savannah Gordon, who has a brain tumor, and for Kimmer Richard, who is in the hospital. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon your servants, Savannah and Kimmer. Assure them of your mercy. Comfort them with the awareness of your goodness. Preserve them from the temptations of the evil one, and give them patience in their tribulation. If it please you, restore them to health, or give them grace to accept this affliction. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all.